guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم has said, the closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who will recite the most durood upon me in this world. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I welcome the dear viewers of Madani channel back to our silsila, our role models, in which we speak regarding the pious awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are the close ones to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who teach us practically the proper method of life, how to live a successful life, how to live a life according to Sharia. You know, we look up to role models that, you know, I should follow such a person so I will attain success. I should follow such a personality so I will attain success. I can, you know, follow certain celebrity, I can follow certain sportsman or something. This is what our mindsets are. But our true role models are those who can practically lead us towards Allah and His blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So in our today's episode, we will insha'Allah ta'ala speak regarding a very famous personality who also has a very big name when it comes to Naat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. None other than Tajdar Ahl Sunnat, Shamsul Arifin, Ghusul Waqt, Huzur Sayyiduna Mufti Azam Hind, Muhammad Mustafa Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman. Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, his personality, inshallah ta'ala, we will speak about him and try to attain lesson from it. I request all the viewers to listen to this episode from beginning to the end with good intentions, and if it's possible, make notes of whatever important points you feel like. Sayyiduna Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, Ghusul Waqt, was born on a Monday, 22nd of Zulhijjah, 1310. Hijri, which corresponds to approximately 18th of July, 1892, in the beautiful city of Bareilly Sharif, Hind. It was in this very city that his illustrious father, the Mujaddid reviver of Islam, Imam Ahl-Sunnat, Ala Hazrat, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, was born. At the same time of the birth of Ghusul Waqt Mufti Azam Hind, his distinguished father was in Mahrera Sharif, one of the great spiritual centers of the Sunni world. On that very night, Sayyiduna Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali dreamt that he had been blessed with a son, Hazrat Makhdum Shah Abul Hussein Ahmadi Nuri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the great personalities of Mahrera Sharif, named the child Abul Barakat Muhyiddin Jilani. Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was later named Mustafa Raza Khan. His aqiqah was done on the name of Muhammad, which was the tradition of the family. Upon the birth of Sayyiduna Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, Sayyiduna Shah Abul Hussein Ahmad Nuri Radiallahu Ta'ala Anhu told Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, Mawlana, when I come to Bareilly Sharif, then I will definitely see this child. He is a very blessed child. As promised, when Sayyiduna Abul Hussein Ahmad Nuri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi went to Bareilly Sharif, he immediately summoned to see Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, who was only 6 months at that time. Sayyiduna Nuri Mia Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, as he was also famously known, congratulated Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi and said, this child will be a great assistance to the deen, and through him, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gain great benefit. This child is a wali. From his blessed side, thousands of stray Muslims will become firm on the deen. He is a sea of blessings. He is an ocean of blessings. On saying this, Sayyidina Noori Mia placed his blessed fingers into the mouth of Mufti Azam Hind and made him a murid. He also blessed him with ijazat and khilafat at the same time. Not only did he receive khilafat in the Qadiriyya silsila, but he also received khilafat in the Chishti, Naqshbandi and Sohrawardi silsila. He also received khilafat from his blessed father, Ala Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Ghusl Waqt Sayyidina Mufti Azam Hind, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, attained most of his early education from his illustrious family. From his father, Ala Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, the Mujaddid of Islam. He also studied kitabs and books and many other religious sciences under the guidance of Hazrat Maulana Hamid Raza Khan, meaning the elder brother. Maulana Shah Rahm Ilahi Maglori, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and Maulana Sayyid Bashir Ahmad Ali Gari, and Maulana Zaharul Hussain Rampuri, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. He studied various branches of knowledge under the guidance of his most learned and blessed father, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He acquired proficiency in many branches of Islam, from amongst which are tafsir, hadith, fiqh, laws of jurisprudence, sarf, nahf, tajweed, conduct of language, philosophy, logic, mathematics, history, etc. And there are many topics of tasawwuf and many topics of aqaid and history which he also learnt. And the best teacher of his was Sayyidina Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, his own father, the father teaching the son. Now here also, a very beautiful message which we learn is that the tarbiyat of a child, the upbringing of the child, starts from the home. The mother, the father are the ones who should make sure that the child is getting the proper Islamic education. The child is getting a proper Islamic upbringing. He is learning the knowledge of Islam. He is getting the understanding of deen. And this should be from a very young age. The child should start learning deen from a very young age. And who should ensure this? The parents are the responsible to ensure that the child is getting a proper Islamic upbringing. How Sayyidina Imam Ahl Sunnat Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali made sure that Sayyidina Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is getting that education from the beginning, the Islamic values from the beginning. And look at the result, that this child became Mufti Azam Hind, the greatest Mufti of Hind. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability that we also train our children in such a way. We also give this message every way that the children should get an upbringing according to Islam from a very young age. The character and the habits of Sayyidina Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, from which we have to learn a lot. How was his character? What kind of character did he have? What kind of nature did he have? What kind of akhlaq did he have? What kind of mindset did he have? This is what we have to take lesson from. Wealth, presidency, worldly satisfaction and happiness can be given to a person by anyone. But such people do not have the spiritual insight to give tranquility to a disturbed heart, and they cannot put a smile onto the face of a depressed person. But Tajdar-e-Ahl-e-Sunnat, Taj-e-Vilayat-wa-Karamat, Mufti Azam Hind, Maulana Mustafa Raza Khan, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, gave both the treasures of the physical world and the spiritual world to those in need. To be his servant was not less than a kingship. To be a servant of Mufti Azam Hind is undoubtedly not less than a kingship. A person who is a servant of Sayyidina Mufti Azam Hind is like a king. Because why? He has such a great nisbat with such a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Azam Hind, Maulana Mustafa Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, is the light of such an illustrious family whose radiance reflected itself in his character and manners, that he displayed such qualities that very few would be able to reach perfection. His character was the true embodiment of the sunnah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He was a reflection of the sunnah of our beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, in the silsila, we discuss regarding different personalities in every episode, different awliya Allah in every episode. And we have learned one very mutual thing, that all these awliya Allah consisted this quality of having the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the tendency of acting upon the sunnat of beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of them, they carried acting upon the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, we should also act upon the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the actions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam are such that we implement them in our life, inshaAllah ta'ala. By doing this, we will get closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Obviously, we are doing what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did. And when we act upon his sunnahs, we are definitely pleasing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when we please the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then of course we are also pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Azam Hind, Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, possessed great heights of good character, moral standards, kindness, sincerity, love and humbleness. Sayyiduna Mufti Azam Hind, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, what kind of person he was? A person of good character. A very good character he had. He was very humble, very down to earth. He would speak with love. He would listen with love. He would help with love. He was respectful. He wouldn't argue. He wouldn't scold for nothing. If he ever scolded for something, it was for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he was always humble. He was always down to earth. He always considered himself as a very low person. And Sayyidina Mufti Azam Hind, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, had great moral standards. Great moral standards. He would help morally to others. He would respect others. He was a good speaker. He was a good listener. He would sympathize others. He would console others. And he was very kind. A very kind nature he had. He would be very kind to others. He would be very lovable to others. And of course, when he was kind to others, when he was lovable to others, so others also loved him. People loved him. He loved people. And this is how we should be. We should love the people. We should love our brothers. We should love those who are close to us. We should love our colleagues. We should be attached to them. Our Islamic brothers, we should be attached towards them. We should help them. We should help one another. And this is what Islam teaches us, to help one another, to love one another. And Islam is a religion which spreads the message of peace, which spreads the message of love. And we all should be active on this mission of Islam. And what is that mission? That we should preach the love, the message of love to all the people. He never refused the invitation of any poor Muslim. He always stayed away from those who were very, very, very wealthy and lavish. Very opposite system. Mufti Azam Hind, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, would freely accept the invitation of poor people. If a poor man invited Mufti Azam Hind to the house for a meal or something, he would accept it happily. But if a very rich person, a wealthy person, a lavish person invited him, he would refrain from it. But nowadays the situation is such that if we get an invitation from a very big family, from a very rich person, from a very well-known person, we do not even think for the second time. Immediately our answer is yes, of course, when is it? What's the time? I'm coming. That's our reaction. But when the invitation is from a poor person, we look at the time. We start making up silly excuses. This, that, no, and you know. So these things we start uttering. These things we start saying. We refrain from it. But rich person, we go there. Why? Because a poor person is inviting us for a meal. After that, he cannot benefit us. If I want to do a business, he won't invest. If I want to do something, he won't do it. If I want help in certain things, he won't be able to help me. Why? Because he's a poor person. But a rich person, I accept his invitation. I go to his house. I eat by his house. I made him happy, isn't it? So, of course, when I'm in need, he will help me. When I want something, he will give me. When I want to invest in a business or something, he will be one of my biggest investors. This is our mindset. We should change this mindset. If we are invited, the first thing in our mind should be, I should make this person happy. I shouldn't leave this person like that. No matter he is a poor person, but he is my Muslim brother. And to be rich or to be poor is not a matter of consideration. To have taqwa or to not have taqwa is a matter of consideration. Perhaps he has more taqwa. Perhaps I go by his house, he gets happy, and this becomes a means of my salvation in the day of judgment. So look at this character, look at this nature of our beloved Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. We should follow his footsteps, we should follow his nature, we should follow his akhlaq, we should follow his day-to-day routine, how he carried on with the people. And trust me, when we do this, we will attain success in this world and in the hereafter. Mufti Azam Hind, Maulana Mustafa Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, always wanted to see a Muslim's inner and outer personality. He always advised them to mold their lives according to the principles and commandments of Sharia. And he loved those who acted according to Sharia. And he always preached regarding acting upon the commandments of Allah and his blessed Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Along with such great characteristics, along with such beautiful habits, along with such beautiful nature, Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali would worship Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in abundance. He would be engrossed in the worship of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali always performed his salah in jama'at, whether he was on a journey or not. The moment he put his foot out of his house to go towards the masjid, he used to be surrounded by his murids and well-wishers who would follow him till the masjid door, which was just a few feet away from his house. While some would be kissing his blessed hands, others tried to talk with him, he would reply to all those who made salam to him. On entering the masjid, he would immediately recite the dua prescribed. Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali would then remove his amama and sit down to perform wudu. He would wash all the parts thoroughly to do the sunnah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He would perform his salah with great sincerity, and he used to be lost in the worship of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The person who looked at him from a distance would have instantly understood that this is Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. That's how sincere he was in performing his salah. That's how he lowered himself when he was worshipping Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That even from far, it was recognized that this is none other than Mufti Azam Hind, Mulana Mustafa Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Mufti Azam Hind, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, was drowned in the love of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Everything he did was for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and his beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All that he had gained was due to the intense love which he possessed for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His extreme and intense love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam can be understood by the fact that during the later stages of his life, even though he was very ill, he would sit for hours with great respect in the North Mahfils, and he would shed tears out of the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's how much he loved the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, shedding tears when remembering the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the practical example of this, we see it in the Madani Mahol of Dawat Islami. When the Naat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam are being recited, the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam are seen shedding tears out of the love of the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this wealth, the wealth of the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is way better than all the wealth we can attain in this world. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the true love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and may he make us such that we act upon the footsteps of Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi and all the awliya Allah. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
Oh Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, guide us with those